last night, Dusty. I know you're a big Office fan, right? Mm-hmm. And it was the episode where Meredith lights her hair on fire. They do like a Christmas party and she's dancing around
Would you, Meredith?
I mean, eh.
No.
But nah. A
few cocktails?
Nah.
Okay.
Nah, she's too weird for me. Like, she's like Miss Lippy, you know? like weird.
Miss Lippy's car is green.
It is. And Miss Lippy's eating paste. So where was I going with this? So I'm watching the show last night, and I'm dying, like, because it's so funny. And it, like, Dwight, like, buys out all the dolls for Christmas, and he's selling them on whatever marketplace back then.
Yeah. I forgot about that part.
People are coming in and buying all this stuff. I'm like, that's the way to do it, man. Dwight Schrute. And I'll tell you, there's still nothing better than Jim hazing, if you want to use that term, Dwight. Mm-hmm. You know, it's so fun to watch him just get under Dwight's skin. What a great show that really was.
Jell-O molds.
Where's my staple?
We should do that here.
Jell-O, let's do it. Is Inspector off the next 2 days? Let's wrap his desk in paper.
We should put... We can leave early today.
That's right. Yeah.
I gotta go to Hy-Vee.
Yeah, big day.
You gotta be at Hy-Vee
11 to 1.
Mac had a show last
night.
Day yesterday.
Yeah, he did. Yep. It's a big day for Mac yesterday.
God.
Big day.
Who do you think would lose it the most here with the Jell-O mold?
Binkley. I would say put Carrington's headphones in Jell-O mold, but he ain't got no headphones, so he can't do that.
I feel like Gold would get pretty pissed.
Oh, yeah, Alex would.
Yeah, I could see
Alex
that.
Or Cody, probably.
Cody wouldn't. Cody would laugh. Cody's fun. Alex.
Alex would be like, I don't understand why you're ruining my stuff with Jell-O.
5 o'clock Vegas time is where they're at.
Yeah.
He'll join us, 7 o'clock
Vegas time?
Vegas time. Yeah. So he's got to get up a little early for Goldilocks. A little bit later on today, but Mike Greenberg, like the guy a lot, actually. Really do. Also, was listening to the radio this weekend and noticed that Steve Levy does football.
Yes.
Pretty good. Pretty good. But Mike Greenberg had this to say on ESPN.
Listen, I'm sorry, I can't hear you guys. All that making fun of me you did when I said he's the MVP of the league. And, oh, no, everyone yelled at me. He's not even the MVP on his own team. Derrick Henry is the difference. You watch that team with him, they are markedly different. Lamar is brilliant. He's been brilliant a long time. This team is markedly different because of that
monster. You remember? Hold on. You remember?
So Lamar's not the MVP of his team just because he's been good for a long time?
No, he threw five touchdown passes.
I want to focus on.
In the same way that Randy Moss was the difference when he came to New England, Tom Brady was already a great quarterback.
Yeah.
But that elevated everything, basically to the point of being unstoppable.
Yes.
And that's what this guy has done. If this guy is healthy, nobody beats the Ravens.
Well, he was healthy in week one, right?
Yes.
How many rushing yards do you have in week one? Less than 50?
Yeah, it wasn't much.
Wasn't it like 46?
He didn't play in that final drive, I don't think, right?
Mm.
Yeah, I remember them showing Derrick Henry standing on the sidelines. So he said they're not going to lose a game with Derrick Henry. They lost their first two games, one to the Raiders.
Right.
I mean, like, and this is where I get into this revisionist history of the NFL and living in the moment. Also, I received the text from our friend Jay Binkley yesterday.
13 for 46.
So that was not as good day.
No
matter how you slice it, it's not a good day. The Chiefs are shutting down every running back in the NFL right now. Binkley sent me this about the Ravens, okay? Because if they're never going to lose a game again, well, then they need to get better because they're 32nd in the NFL right now, which is last in pass defense, and they're 25th in the NFL right now, which is close to last in scoring defense. So they're giving up a bleep ton of yards through the air, and they're giving up a lot of points, which isn't normally Baltimore Ravens-esque. But the Chiefs have shown you go out there and you play defense in this league, it's a lot easier to win games. Baltimore now has to fight from behind because their defense is such a weak link. So to sit there and say they're never going to lose with Derrick Henry, it's one of the more ridiculous statements considering they've already lost two games this year and one of them to the Raiders.
Mm-hmm. Rob Parker, did he have another one of those ridiculous statements?
As usual, the Kansas City Chiefs did the bare minimum. I didn't even know DeAndre Hopkins was still in the league. He only, 40? He's not even a starter anymore. He gets like 40% of the snaps. Really? That's who you go get. Stop shopping at Goodwill. Go to Saks Fifth Avenue. That's where the Jets went. That's where the Buffalo Bills went. And guess what, Kelvin?
What's
guess
that?
Who's available?
Who?
Cooper Kupp is available. How about Cooper Kupp in Kansas City? They had Patrick Mahomes sign a bogus deal telling him, hey, take less money. We'll keep the band together. You have a chance to win and win and win. And all they do now is they bring back rejects and return items.
We don't.
That's what they do. Hey, Kareem Hunt, we didn't want you. We sent you packing. Come on back. Juju. Hey, instead of getting a pack of Juju bees at the movie theater, we'll get a receiver who we didn't want. That's what the Kansas City Chiefs do, and it's a disrespect to a talent like Patrick Mahomes. Yeah. He shouldn't have to play around with leftovers. Like, go and buy him good groceries. Go to the store and get him top shelf.
Okay, we're done. Yeah,
like, I can't go 25 more seconds with that.
Is that not the worst take you've ever heard?
That guy sucks.
Number one, it's wrong. Number two, it's ignorant. It's an ignorant take. Rob Parker had a very ignorant take there. Because if Rob Parker did his homework, instead of just attacking low-hanging fruit, he would understand, as we explained yesterday, why Cooper Kupp's not here in Kansas City, what went into that decision. And to sit there and act like Patrick Mahomes has a bogus contract and took less money and they didn't get anybody, the biggest signing this offseason in the NFL was Chris Jones coming back to Kansas City. They've extended their tight end another year. They gave him money. They're paying a guard $80 million. They paid their center already in Creed Humphrey. Like, Rob Parker's take right there is the old adage. If I'm in sports talk radio, scream loud and people will think I know what I'm talking about. And that guy right there may have had the most ignorant take I've ever heard about the Kansas City Chiefs. It was unresearched. It was ignorant. It was wrong. And quite frankly, stupid.
Yeah,
and that's the first time you heard that. And I told you this morning we were going to play the dumbest Chiefs take of all time, and you're like, "Oh no, I'm sure it's not." Are you rethinking?
No, no, you're not. Okay. I'm not, because this is from Darren Smith.
Who?
Darren Smith.
I don't know. That's, who that is.
Never heard of him.
That's what his name is. This is from 3:12 p.m. 6:27:23. I'm going to repeat that. Okay. 3:12 p.m.
Right.
June 27th, 2023. The Chiefs should have still drafted Deshaun Watson over Patrick Mahomes. I'll turn my mic off. So again, that guy that just yelled and screamed and didn't know why the Chiefs parted ways with Kareem Hunt the first time. Here's this, Darren Smith. The Chiefs should have still drafted Deshaun Watson over Patrick Mahomes, 3:12 p.m., 6:27:23 from Earth.
So 2023, he had that
That's
take.
That's 2 years ago.
No, that's that's like
last year. Last year.
Yeah, year. 4 months
so, going into camp.
12 and then 4 is, so that's like 16 months ago.
Yep. 16 months ago, yep.
I'm looking at the camera.
So they're coming off of a Super Bowl win. The Chiefs should have
Wait, 2023. So we already know Deshaun Watson is a creeper. He's already in Cleveland. He's already disgraced to everybody.
Yeah.
And that's the take?
I saw this yesterday with the DeAndre Hopkins news.
Mahomes had already been to 3 Super Bowls, hoisted 2 Lombardis.
Uh-huh. 2 MVPs.
Yep.
And that, you're sure that was from 2023 and not 2003?
It says it right there.
2003.
And I'll give Jeremiah Edwards credit because he put on Twitter or X, this take in the year of our Lord, 2023, is something, man.
Something. It's stupid. Like that, that's a, that, I mean, I'm not sure.
Brutal.
Like, who did you say that was that had that take?
Darren Smith.
Never heard of him. It's just
the Chiefs should have still drafted Deshaun Watson over Patrick Mahomes, 3:12 p.m., 6:27:23. Don't get in a pissing contest with me on the worst takes, because that's worse than what that dude was just saying that I didn't listen to. I don't even know what he was shouting about. I turned my ears off about 5 seconds in. But knowing that that receipt exists on the internet... And
that takes the cake right there, Dusty. As bad as an ignorant and as ridiculous and stupid as Rob Parker's take was on the Chiefs, in 2023 saying you stand by that the Chiefs should have taken Deshaun Watson over Patrick Mahomes, that's the ignorant take of forever. Like, nothing will beat that take. Remember the butt fumble always used to get, like, the worst play every week on SportsCenter, that not top 10, it was always the butt fumble? That take right there is the butt fumble of takes.
makes Mike Greenberg look smart.
I mean, Mike Greenberg looks like a genius. Even Rob Parker looks smart.
That's right.
Like, if you wanted Deshaun Watson, which, look, I wanted Deshaun Watson in 2018.
Watson,
I thought he was I didn't watch Patrick Mahomes play in college, but we saw Deshaun Watson all the time. He's a great player. Oh, okay. That was a take in 2017. If you're still waking up in 2023 thinking Deshaun Watson should have been taken over Patrick Mahomes, you're stupid. And there's no fixing stupid.
2023. Two MVPs and two Super Bowls.
And then I'm yelling like Rob Parker. But like, how could you?
I just can't fathom that. And that came from the news of DeAndre Hopkins.